QC Ed and Erin know our mums deserve the best. Spoil her for less with the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale on now.
Good morning and get up, now count me in.
QC Ed and Erin, QC Ed and Erin.
Count around your radio now for QC Ed and Erin.
Here is the podcast that we just keep talking and sometimes we just turn the mics on and see what happens.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Anyway, can I start?
Yeah,
oh, I have a shaving hack, like this incredible hack, which I was going to do on air today, but...
No, save it.
Should I save it for tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a little tease. A little tease. Okay, well, listen tomorrow to the show, because if you are a person who shaves, male, female, indifferent, this will change your shaving life.
Yeah, that is a good tease. That's tomorrow live on the show. Last night I did a taping of Jim and Jeffries.
Friends. Jim Jeffries and Friends, host of the 1% Club, massive international comedian. And what did he say when you finished your set?
Oh, that was an off-air conversation.
Well, it's on the podcast now.
Look, he might have said that I'm one of the world's best comedians.
Thank you.
Who said that? Jim Jeffries?
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, we will.
I hope they don't edit that out. They probably will. But you know what? Interesting, because I was told on an email to try to keep swearing to a minimum.
Yeah.
And then Jim just started the show. My God. He did about 15 C bombs.
That feels like swearing.
And it was really funny. It was funny, but swearing's funny, man.
No, it is,
man. I get it. Like, there's nothing
give
like dropping
one.
a bomb.
Just swear, Erin.
Give us one now.
Go on. What do you do it louder? You've got a problem with us swearing on this podcast.
No, I don't.
Is that right?
No, I don't. I'm over it.
Go on, Erin. Swear for all your fans out there.
This is like ASMR for swearing. Goodness. I like that type of thing.
I'll tell you. Will not be watching Sky News any longer. If that's how their hosts talk.
Can't be trusted. Now, we've got to jump out of here. You've got to go and talk to Mikey and Emma and enjoy the podcast.
This is I on
Sydney.
We are going to get to the fight. Was it Paul Kent? The fight he had outside the pub. We're going to talk about that. We've got to be probably careful, because I think someone has been charged, have they?
A 35-year-old, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we will talk about that, though.
Righto.
Yeah. But it's a stressful time because it's school holidays. It's the end of school holidays, and people must be at the end of their tether.
Oh, yeah.
Well, particularly people who, I mean, it's hard being at home with the kids all day as well, but it's just as hard having to go to work and still look after the kids and still, like, it's just, because everyone's, you know, with cost of living and stuff, most families, both parents work. It's not a male or female thing. It's just both parents have to work to pay the mortgage. So
what do you do with your kids during school holidays? And again, this is the last day, isn't it? School holidays.
Yep.
We're over.
Yeah.
It was good weather. Good final day for the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Partly cloudy, but then it'll get to 27, 28 in Cherrybrook. So, you know, high 20s everywhere. Anton from Rouse Hill, how many children you been dealing with?
Five.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it, Anton.
How old's the youngest? How old's the oldest?
The youngest is 6 and the eldest is 15.
All right. So all at school. So you've had 2 weeks of all those children being at home, obviously.
Oh, yes, yes. The wife loves driving them all around like a Uber service.
I bet. Did you have to help, Anton?
Sorry?
Did you have to help at all?
Oh, not really. I go to work. But then the other day I sort of finished work a bit earlier and I was driving some of my gear back home, and then I had my son calling me up saying, can you come to the shops there and pay for his haircut and then pick up his bike? So I was squeezing that in between dropping off some materials at home and then going back to pick up some more materials.
You're a good
was
man.
Was it raining? I mean, why couldn't he have ridden the bike home? Was it a storm or something?
Kids these days are just lazy.
They don't value their bikes. I've got bikes rusting at home because the kids just won't ride them because they get lifts everywhere. My son's got an Uber account.
That'll do it. That's the end of his bike. $100, Red Rooster, Anton. You're a legend. Here comes Tanya. Oh, Tanya from Schofield. How many kids are you dealing with?
Hi, I have six.
Six. Whoa.
And they're all Aussies, are they? Some of them, have they got a New Zealand passport as well? Or?
Yeah, four of them do, and two of them are born here.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So you're 8 to 18, so can the kids,
that's right.
Do you still have to care for them, or they look after themselves?
No, they look after themselves pretty much. They work full time, and so the older ones are pretty good with the young ones. But the eight-year-old pretty much knows how to make her a meal. So she.
Wait. 8 years old, what meal? What is the meal that the 8 year old can make,
so
Tanya?
She knows how to make herself French toast, fried rice.
No.
Make pizza.
Is this child on YouTube?
And she loves it. She loves it.
This child, you're harboring a genius.
We're always in the kitchen. We're always in the kitchen, so she loves to watch us cook, and so she joins in, and so that's how she's picked it up.
French toast is good. My children love making themselves French toast. Yeah, kids
how
and
old,
French
how
toast.
How old's your youngest French toast maker?
11. She makes
how many years ago was she making it?
She wasn't doing it, eh? She was not doing it, eh? I'm not stealing
it.
I'm just saying the French toast is a children's thing.
You're trying to say it's a young person thing, so it's not that big a deal. You're trying to take away from her only achievement in life, which is her 8 year old making French toast.
But then that 8 year old without a New Zealand passport. So four of your children got a New Zealand passport and two don't. Is that right?
That's right.
That's going to get weird later on, isn't it? But does it even matter? You don't
know. I feel bad for the ones that do.
It's the same country, basically, isn't it?
Pretty much Canada, America, but they,
so
Australia, New Zealand.
Your younger ones can't go back to New Zealand and get on the dole, can they? Is that right?
I don't know. I'm not sure how that will work.
Yeah, that would upset you, I'd imagine, Tanya, wouldn't it?
It would. I'm hoping they would never have to rely on that.
I would hope. So two for my children. It's a low bar, but I would hope so.
They need to be eligible for the dole.
I get it.
In whatever country they're in.
I agree. Well, you're eligible for a $100 Red Rooster voucher with us, so enjoy that. Up next, are we treading carefully? Is that the game?
Well, we haven't got any lawyers on this morning.
They're off. They're with
so sick
the kids.
Of carrying the lion's share of the legal. Actually, I don't know much either, to be honest, so I didn't finish uni, so let's be careful.
Eli is listening, there could be some work for you coming up.
Listen up.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
So we love Renee Gracie. She does very risque stuff on OnlyFans and has become a multi-millionaire because of it. She was and still is a car racer, as you say.
I met her at very fast. Bathurst for the first time and did a story on her for 9 years. Yeah, when she was much younger and just starting out. She was in the second division, I think. And then she raced, actually, it was the first time they had a female duo racing maybe 5 or 6 years ago with, I think, a Kiwi girl. But one of the other drivers kind of jokingly said it was Pussymobile. Remember that, David? He's a very, very funny guy. He's married to Tahan from Big Brother.
I did a race with Tahan the other day.
Oh, did you?
Dave Reynolds.
And he actually, it's his humour. But anyway, he got in trouble.
Tahan, his wife's funny as well.
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
But so little kids.
They do.
Anyway, breastfeeding.
A lot happening.
Yep.
What?
And still running quite fast.
Breastfeeding? Who's running?
We're in a charity race. And
I think I'm in a car race. Yeah, right. Okay.
She said that she went for a run with David Reynolds, her now husband, once, and she thought he was really slow, but then he sprinted past her at the end.
Yeah, it's cruel.
And it really turned her on.
Oh, really?
She's like, oh my God, he can move. And, you know, the rest is history. They've got kids. So run fast, guys. Run fast.
Helps.
And you'll be impressing women on the street, if you just sprint down the street, just in
your
joggers.
Not at them, though. I'd keep a heavy distance.
Big news over the weekend, or Sunday, it broke Sunday morning, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Paul Kent, NRL Fox expert, is that fair to say?
And also commentator, he's
he got an argy-bargy on the street the other night. The video's there to be seen by all.
Well, they're saying police are saying that they are investigating footage that has emerged of NRL journalist Paul Kent appearing to be in an altercation with a group of men outside a venue in Sydney's inner west.
He took his watch off. You can see that in the video. His watch off to get involved in the Barney.
Now, they say here, this is from the police, following extensive inquiries, about 6:45 p.m. yesterday, a 35-year-old man attended Balmain Police Station where he was arrested. He was taken to Newtown and charged with affray. So that's really interesting. So that's obviously Paul Kent is not 35.
Yeah.
So he obviously hasn't been charged. But I'm just wondering whether that is the end of it from the police perspective, or whether they've only just charged this guy and they may make further charges. But they say after extensive inquiries.
Yeah.
So maybe, it's interesting.
We don't know what happened in the lead up, what was said in the lead up to the alleged Barney, which is available to be viewed.
Paul Kent is, a renowned kind of, he does a lot of stories that put a lot of people offside. You know, it's his job, it's what he does. And, you know, he could be an antagonist sometimes in rugby league. Like a lot
his
of people
media
disagree.
Personality is combative.
Yes, that is such a great word. So, yeah, so look, what I'm saying is that when he would go out places, that he'd probably cop a bit from people most of the time, you'd think. No,
I'm not equating myself to Paul Kent. He's
please
in
do.
A different situation
no,
than I'm
do.
In. But on Saturday night, also, I was out and about doing a gig, and I had a lot of people say, love you on the street, you know, honking horns,
man.
Love you, here's you, on you, here's
you.
You pick me up,
one
Dad,
bloke,
please.
Two blokes walked past me, both with beards, both quite rotund. And one
what
of
does
them
rotund
did,
mean?
He's trying to not body shame, but he's also trying to imply that they were out
losers
out of state, sort of,
because he makes them feel better.
Said we're losers.
So he's trying to do a lot with rotund. He's trying to do a lot.
And that word is working hard.
I'm walking down the street after doing a gig and doing very well at the
killing
gig.
Killing it.
One of them walked past me. One of these two bearded dudes.
Were they at the
Dave.
Gig or no?
No, they weren't. At
okay,
the,
yeah.
No, they couldn't have been, is what they said.
Thank you.
Dave, one of them said, Dave, hey, and he goes, you're not funny.
I'd say, oh, God.
You know what?
So...
I wanted to turn around and fight that guy. I wanted to fight him.
Your watch off.
I went, huh. And then just kept walking. But, yeah, I would have liked to take the watch off. Someone, I'm taking my Apple Watch off.
That's it.
It's on my
Apple Watch.
Get the video camera out.
Which one of you rotund said that?
Who wants to film it? We're on.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Sydney, you're the only ones with this opportunity. This is a Sydney-only opportunity to see Taylor Swift, and we will fly you over there. We'll accommodate you. We'll give you all your transfers. And the gig is on May 8th,
9th,
I think,
or the 10th. Yep, 9th.
It's 9th. Mm. May 9th, we're guaranteeing that's a thumbs up.
Big time.
So that's, 2 weeks away? Less than 2 weeks.
Less.
So true. Now, in the meantime, May 26th on Stan, the brand new Stan original documentary revealed. Renee Gracie, Fireproof, will premiere that day. And welcome back to the show, Renee Gracie.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Good yeah, morning. We're really good, Renee. Good, for good, people good. Who don't know, you are a V8 professional racing car driver who a few years ago decided to... What's the term when you go off
transition?
Track?
You're looking for a car turn.
I'm looking for driving
veered
turn.
Into the OnlyFans lane.
Yes,
not that's bad. A good one.
Thank
yeah, that was
you.
Good. Well done.
So you veered into the OnlyFans lane, and you made you're making an absolute fortune on OnlyFans, aren't you, Renee?
Yeah, I'm doing very well on OnlyFans, I will say. A lot more money is earned on OnlyFans than I ever earned in motorsport, unfortunately for me. But I was lucky enough to make the career change and be very successful.
Yeah, like we're talking eight-figure successful. We're talking tens of millions of dollars, aren't we, Renee?
Yeah, we're big money for some people. For me, I'm very fortunate that it's been successful for a long time. But, yeah, I'm very fortunate. I often have what I say six-figure months, and I'm very fortunate to have a great fan base who supports me on my OnlyFans.
That's amazing. What about, like, talking about support? Like, it's hard enough for women in like, male-dominated fields like racing, but then to come back as a woman who's making money on OnlyFans, which is incredible, but what are the attitudes? Because I've been around those racetracks a lot when I was working for Channel 9 and covering it. I did a story with you at Bathurst, actually. I was just telling the guys very early on, which was great fun. Is anyone kind of, giving you attitude or giving you, do you feel like you look down upon sometimes by different people there, or what's been your experience?
I will say it's one of those things that it surprises me based on who I'm talking to. I do have preconceived ideas of who I think might not like me, and I respect people's opinions, and I don't try and push myself on anyone who doesn't want to sort of be around me. And I feel like those people are quite obvious when you can tell it sort of rubs someone the wrong way.
Yeah.
But the people who surprise me are people who I don't expect to be supportive, but they are. And I think that's, guys who I race against and their husbands and their wives come up to me and they say, oh, if only I could do what you were doing, I would do it. And sometimes it catches me off guard who people who are supportive, but Look, you can definitely tell. It's very obvious when you know that someone doesn't appreciate what you do or doesn't understand what you do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm very respectful of space and boundaries when it comes to those people, for sure.
Do you have other racing car drivers who tell you, yes, I'm a subscriber to your OnlyFans page?
It is anonymous, but I do press people and joke around. And I will say, I think it's one of those things that people, now I think that people know that I'm so open with it, and I honestly don't care if people subscribe to my page at all. I do have more and more people come up to me and be like, oh, I got sent your page and I couldn't help myself. And I'm like, that's all right. Thanks for the $5 subscription. We joke about it now.
So how much time does it take on the OnlyFans? How much are you still putting in, like, how many hours a week do you put into your page to make it as good as possible?
Well, essentially it is my main job, my full-time job that pays the bills. So I'm very fortunate now that racing is also a part of my job, but I can use that on my OnlyFans as well. And I'm sponsored by OnlyFans, so it all ties in together. I would say I do more now because I'm obviously racing a lot more, but any week could be, sometimes it's 5-6 hours a day. Sometimes I can drop it down to only 2 or 3. It really depends on what content I have going out. But it's a full-time job, and it honestly never ends. I don't get weekends. I don't get, you know, public holidays or anything like that. It's 24/7, 7 days a week. And I have a lot of international fans as well. So I'm normally messaging at really random times, and I try and make sure that I'm online for my American market and guys in the UK. So it's one of those things where it's, if I could, I could be on it 24/7, 7 days a week. I choose not to be, because obviously I wouldn't have a life otherwise. But it's never ending. I can be on it whenever, and I can commit as much time as possible and as much time as I need.
Do you have a partner, Renee?
Wow.
No, I don't have a partner, unfortunately. I feel like it would be a lot easier if I had someone who could help me with taking my photos and doing the content and stuff. So I do have to go to a little bit more effort, but
yeah.
It's one of those things, unfortunately. My life is a little bit too crazy at the moment to have someone who's just willing to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just tag along for all the chaos.
Yeah.
Have you done any risque scenes for your OnlyFans page in the racing car?
I have, yes, absolutely. That was one of the first things I did.
And it's just for people listening, and I'm such a novice in this area. I've never even looked at an OnlyFans page. Like, you do, like, the full everything with, like, you have different people and guests and girls and guys and the whole, and you go, like, the whole way. I feel like such a child saying this, but, like, you have sex.
Yeah, you name it, I've done it. Let's just say that.
You know what OnlyFans
is. Is that what they're
it.
Doing on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's all adult content. So just ask your partner before
My
you subscribe.
Me, yeah.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
But Erin, you broadcast your Sky News show from Sydney. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was thinking about potentially flying to another city to do a studio show from there, but look, it just logistically was easier for me to do it here in Sydney. Thank you so much. So,
and I've been on a show before.
I know you have. You were very popular. That's why I've gotten you back so many times since. No, I'd love you both every bloody week, let me tell you.
No,
but
no,
yes,
you
I had a guest on Barnaby Joyce who was a former deputy prime minister, former leader of the Nationals. And I was talking to him.
Wasn't he last seen asleep or somewhere?
You're mumbling into his phone in Canberra. And he said, I was just calling my wife. Which one? I mean, it must be a nightmare. And then he doesn't have a problem with booze. How dare you even suggest such a thing?
I haven't suggested it.
I think he said that he was not going to drink for a while because it messed with his medication. I think there was some kind
of...
Yeah. Oh,
got to be careful.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
meds
absolutely.
And alcohol shouldn't mix. Just pick your... Choose a lane and go with that.
And go as hard as you like.
Choose one or the other. No, don't just not have any. One or the other.
Or go completely sober,
yeah,
which I have.
He came on my show and I was talking to him about nuclear energy policy. Freedom
night.
Of speech, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And then at the end, one of my team members had said, oh, there's this vision of Barnaby from a fundraising event. And I think it was Heston Russell's fundraising event, the veteran, who came on our show last week for Anzac Day. And he does a big veterans games thing. And then Barnaby was up there being the auctioneer. And it was funny, right? Like Sue Chrysanthou, who's a very famous defamation lawyer. She was joking about she got a heap of money from the ABC.
Chrysanthou.
Well, okay, not famous in your circles, but those of us who have sued. She's like McDonald's. Really, she's really well there.
Know her, man.
She leads for Wilkinson's lawyer, was that right?
Yes, she was.
Wilco?
She's Wilco.
Oh, she's the one with the arm around Wilco as they charge out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's victory.
That's who I want.
She's also the wife of the one who represented me as well.
But don't they do both sides? They do everyone. Don't they
do everyone. There's not discriminating. Anyway, so I played a bit of the video.
Say that about her, mate.
I'm not saying that
so
about
at
her.
The
I
end,
didn't say it.
At the end, I said, "Oh, Barnaby, I've got to show you." Anyway, just have a listen to what happened because there must have been a link issue but he hasn't replied to my text.
Speaking of people who try and do things maybe not meant for them. Barnaby, auctioneering. You were at a wonderful charity. Your action up on stage with a hammer. That was very enjoyable, Barnaby. Uh-oh. Was Barnaby gone? Oh, no. Was he not happy with that? That is bizarre. He must have thought we were done. Anyway, it was just a joke, Barnaby.
So the vision is Barnaby awkward. Storming off, like throwing his
headpiece
off.
Does he throw the earpiece?
Off,
I mean, he takes the, yeah. I
he throws the earpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's not happy.
So I said to my team, I was like, what's going on? And my team were like, oh, his link cut out. I'm like, that does not happen at that time like that. So anyway, the next day I turned on the TV I was at home and happened to be on a replay of my show. And it was that moment I went, oh, I've got to follow up on that. So I tried to ring my team member, they didn't answer. Then I text saying, was everything okay? Did Barnaby? I know, and I get in so much trouble for
that.
Sorry, bosses.
Stop ringing them on the weekends.
I get passionate.
Just ring Barnaby direct.
And I'll now put in an hour's timesheet to Sky and I'll get in trouble. I'm not allowed to contact my team till Wednesday night at the earliest.
You've got everyone's number. You must have Barnaby's
number.
Yes,
so I do. So I sent Barnaby. Should I read out the text?
Your message to Barnaby Joyce.
Okay, so Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, what is it?
I sent him the video. Oh, God, I don't know if I should have sent him the video with the laughing emoji.
Yeah,
so I sent him the video I recorded with laughing emoji and I said, thank you so much for coming on. My team tell me the sound cut out. Just checking that was the case and we didn't upset you, ? That was Saturday, 12:41 p.m.
And no reply.
No reply.
Yeah, you have upset him.
Oh, no.
Upset Barnaby. And I mean, that's not easy to do.
He's pretty easy going.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Bradley Cooper and Gigi Hadid have gotten serious.
Jennifer Lopez in tears over hubby Ben Affleck.
It's showbiz.
Yes, it's showbiz. And our golden girl, Nicole Kidman, has just starred on the red carpet. She has got an award that no other Australian has gotten before her, and she's also brought her teenage girls onto the red carpet for the first time, which is so exciting. So she is now an AFI Life Achievement Award recipient. So that's the American film industry, which is incredible.
Yeah, it is. And we do not celebrate Nicole Kidman's career enough. She has been killing it for 41 years. BMX Bandits was 1983.
Wow.
That was her first film.
Her first movie, yeah.
And she's been at the top of her game for 40 years.
It is actually, it's hard enough to pull off one movie, let alone, in Hollywood, let alone 40 years of top box office hits. I have a listen. She actually talks about her daughters in the crowd and they were both there looking absolutely beautiful.
My daughters have never been anywhere publicly with me on a red carpet. Tonight was their first night, so they're here. I love you so much, so there's no place like home. As they say, click, click, you're my home.
It's beautiful, isn't it? So they look like they're happy children. Her and Keith have done a great job with them.
They really have. And what are they, 15 and 13 now, and just look resplendent.
They must be they're quite tall, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, because the little one's 13 and she's, not far behind where Nicole is height-wise, so yeah.
But to think, they talk about the shelf life of women in Hollywood not being, very long. It's not that you're not there a long time, but 40 years, still getting great roles, still producing great entertainment. Yeah.
There's a movement, boys. There's this real shift. And you look at kind of like, say, the Daily Mail, for example, which is a clickbait website. We all know what they do and they do what they do very well. Most of the women that they now talk about from a pap perspective, stories, et cetera, are women in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. Like, there's this real movement at the moment. Older women are no longer cast aside, if we ever were, because I think we actually push that narrative ourselves a little bit as women.
And you're saying we, older women. Yep.
No, I said we as in women. Look, in 10 years when I enter that category, I am obsessed at the moment with looking at all these incredible women, and it's not about their aesthetics, so let me be clear about that. Yes, they look hot, they look amazing, but it's their attitude. They're just incredible. It's their experience. And it's everything. Men ogle over women now in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s much more than they do Victoria's Secret models in their 20s.
Because the years have just given them
wisdom.
Which leads.
I love this.
There's nothing hotter than wisdom.
Are you saying that the older the berry, the sweeter the juice?
Yes, he said it.
Oh my God.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Husey, Ed and Erin's $10,000 secret lives of Sydney. Untold secrets. Unbelievably true. Only on Today FM. Secret.
Fake name, fake voice.
As real secrets.
Real secrets. And yours could win you $10,000 todayfm.com.au. As we say, welcome to Secret Lives of Sydney. Josh, what is your secret?
Well, I married my ex-boyfriend's twin lesbian sister for a green card.
Yeah, right.
Ah, yes.
So you're going out with this bloke and you're like, you want to live in America. And he goes, well, marry my sister.
Yeah, I'd moved over there and was trying to get a green card through various ways and almost got deported. Oh. And the last option was to marry her. And she ended up blackmailing me for like $40,000.
Yeah, it's a toughie.
So was she doing that while you were still going out with her brother?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So, and did you say to him, mate, your sister's trying to, you know, get me arrested. Can you get her to back off? Or what was his reaction to all that?
She had me by the short and curlies because had she got divorced from me during the petition, the petition would have been disregarded and I would have had to leave straight away. So she sort of had me.
It's also interesting because it says she's kept your last name.
Yeah, she get my last name. Well, once I got divorced, I left where I was living and moved to another place and wanted to buy a house. And when I went to buy it, they told me I couldn't because I was still attached to her. So it was July 7th, I'll never forget. And I went and signed my divorce decree in the morning and then went and signed for my new house in the afternoon and bought a bottle of champagne and celebrated. And about a year or two later, I found out that she had kept my last name. And she also gave my last name to her girlfriend.
Yeah, right. So they both had your last name.
Oh.
So
yeah, it's not something that I wanted to give away at all.
Yeah. So how long did you stay with her brother for? Are you still with her brother?
No. We split up sometime during the marriage we were together for a few years and I was married for longer than I wanted to be.
So when did you come back to Australia?
About 12 months ago.
Yeah, right. Are you, so they're not kind of still hunting for you over there in America? You're not on like a wanted list, are you?
You could go back, couldn't you?
Yeah, I've got a green card. I can go back. I'm not on a wanted list or anything.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Not for this reason, yeah.
But if this secret got out, they would take away your green card, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and there could be perjury and a whole bunch of stuff.
I was in a similar situation, Josh, with an Irish ex-boyfriend when I was much younger, and in the midst of applying for a de facto visa for him to stay in the country, we separated and he desperately wanted me and all his mates wanted me to just say we're still together so he could stay. He was playing rugby in Canberra, and you just like the consequences if you get caught lying are just intense.
What did you do?
Yeah.
I lied. I didn't lie. No, but it was quite traumatic because he was a lovely guy. We just didn't work out, and I would have loved for him to have stayed because he's a good person, but you just can't. Like, I remember talking to my parents about it and you just, yeah.
What's living in America like, Josh? Did you have a great time living in America apart from that?
I did. I was there for about 17 years. I mean, my father doesn't know that I got married.
Oh, yeah, wow.
My mum does.
So his voice decoder's not great, there. By the way.
Oh, we don't know what Josh's real voice is like. He could
I
have
think
a,
it's much different than
he could
the
have
we've
a thick
got.
Welsh accent. Well, Josh, thank you so much for telling us your secret. If you got one, todayfm.com.au, you could get you $10,000.
The Hughie, Ed and Aaron podcast.
I'm here for my dog, Barkley, who entered my life in 2007, I think.
Oh, wow.
So...
That's a long time, isn't it?
He was a year old when he entered my life. We rescued Barkley. He's a mongrel. We've had him for like 17 years. He's about
a biter.
He's 18. He's bitten a little bit over the journey.
Yeah.
A bit. Not a lot. He's nipped. He's a few nips.
Okay.
Over the... That's a long time, though.
That's a beautiful time.
But he's due for his vaccinations, and my wife said, is it worth vaccinating him this year? Because we know he's close to the end.
Oh, okay. Is that a cost thing? Like you don't want to spend the money?
I don't know why.
What is that? What is the what is the idea there? Is it just trying to give him a nudge?
Yeah, that's, it's either money or a nudge.
No,
which
my
one?
Wife thinks we love Barkley. He's blind now, almost completely blind. He actually walked into a tree yesterday, so I'm walking him. He's just gone straight to a tree.
Oh. No vaccination against that.
and he's deaf.
What about a collar? Those big dog things that protect them.
Yeah, he can still smell.
Okay.
But my wife thinks it's better to go early than late when you encourage your animal to go to the next world, if you know what I mean.
I do. So we're joined now by... renowned vet, Dr. Katrina Warren. Thank you for joining us this morning. You've heard a little bit about Barkley's situation.
Oh, good morning. I'm Dave, I'm sorry, but what a lucky dog to have had 17 years with you, huh?
Yeah.
So far and still going.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Dr. Katrina, I want your advice in being a professional vet, and you have been for a long time now. He is pretty much blind. He's a little bit, like, confused. He'll just sort of wander around the house and just, like, stare. He looks like he's staring, but he can't really see. And he's starting to wee inside more now pretty much every day. We need a mop on full time. So what do you think about a dog in that situation, Dr. Katrina?
So firstly, get your vet to check for incontinence in case there's a cause, like a urinary tract infection, if that's a sudden thing and it hasn't been checked. And then if it's doggies do get doggy, like a doggy dementia as well, which sounds like that's where he's at. You can do some things to manage the incontinence. If that's an ongoing issue, you can actually get doggy diapers, nappies that will help you with that mess. Mm. But as for making that decision, it's such a personal decision. But I always say to people, are they having more bad days than good? What is their quality of life? Is he still enjoying his surroundings? Is he still enjoying his meeting, like his meals? And is he still enjoying little outings? So
he's
definitely enjoying
his meals. He will still, whenever I'm eating chips, he will be there just staring at me, like literally right in my face, wanting chips.
Yep.
So that's going on.
And is he enjoying his little walks where he's pottering around?
He is. He loves sniffing. He still loves weeing on whatever he can find to wee on. So he is enjoying it. The walks are a lot shorter than they used to be, and he can't go very far. And he has a bit of trouble. It takes him a while to get up these days.
Yeah. So then you guys have to assess, is that, you know, do you think he's got quality of life? And if you think he's still got quality of life, then he's probably okay for a little bit longer. And you tend to know a lot of people, I mean, you guys are being sensible. A lot of people will cling on and cling on and cling on, but it is the ultimate privilege for us to be able to help them transition to this next phase, right? It really is. So it's a family decision, but whilst you're feeling like his days for him are okay, obviously when you go to the vet, just you don't want him to be in pain. So if he's not in pain,
How do you know, doctor, if they are in, I've never had animals, but if they are in pain, like when they can't speak, it's just different signals?
There's different signals. And sometimes, especially with older dogs, sometimes, you know, they can't get up because they've got arthritis or they're in pain. They're not doing, you know, certain behaviours that they normally would do.
Yeah.
They can sometimes, you know, lick a certain area that's hurting them because they can't tell us. They can cry, they can whimper. And same with the signs of dementia, but your vet can run you through those. And sometimes
when you deal with animals, and do you generally, would you have a certainty about yourself when you see someone else's dog, and would you think, yeah, that it's time for this dog or not?
Yes, well, I don't work in a clinic anymore, so the vets will run through the actual clinic side of it. But for me, yes, sometimes when you're living it, you don't notice as much. Like, I don't even remember with my beautiful Toby, people would see him and go, oh, my gosh, he's got old. But when you're living it, you don't notice as much. But you guys are certainly noticing all of these changes, right?
Well, so, we'll see what happens today at the vet. Thank you, Dr. Katrina Warren. We will find out...
I want Barclay to keep going.
Yeah, of course. The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Husey, Ed and Aaron's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
$10,000!
Oh, my freaking God!
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. $10,000. Come on, Paul from Liverpool. Let's get you that money.
Yes, please.
You need the cash, don't you, Paul?
I need the cash. I literally just got back from Mexico a few days ago, so I have got $0.
Yeah, and Sydney is an expensive city, isn't it?
Literally, I've been eating nothing but tuna and tuna noodles.
Actually, that is a great
Hey, Paul,
you can afford tuna.
No, hang on. Be careful, Paul, because when I was at uni, I was a mate of mine, and that's all he could afford. And he ate that nothing but for a month. That's all he ate. And he had to go to the doctor and he had trench mouth, which was a disease from World War One.
Yeah.
That's
why I need this 10K so then I can eat properly like a normal person.
Yeah. 2 minute noodles and canned tuna. And he got trench mouth.
Well, tuna's not cheap.
No, it can be. That's a downgrade from the Serena to the...
You're on the black and gold, mate. You're on the black and gold.
It's still not cheap.
Yeah.
Paul's on the tuna every day. He's going okay.
But think about the
Anyway.
Look, we don't do a means test here for this competition, so either way, you're allowed to win.
All right, here we go. You got 15 seconds to answer the 5 questions. 10K if you get all 5 right. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back. We've got time. Got to take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. Time starts in the first question.
Paul, your letter is S for sand.
Sand. S for sand.
Good luck, lovely.
Thank you.
Question 1. Name a chocolate.
Snickers bar.
A reality TV show.
Survivor.
An island.
Samoa.
A Justin Timberlake song.
Sexy Back.
A Brad Pitt movie.
Sin. 7.
What was that, my darling? What did you say? Seven.
Seven.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he's done it.
Well, right. I don't know that.
No,
movie,
Seven is a famous movie.
Oh my God! Has he?
Yeah, he's
oh my
done
God.
It. Seven.
Yes.
Seven works.
What? Yes.
Wait.
I don't know what
wait,
doesn't
just
work.
Just hold up, Paul. I don't
hang
want
on,
you to.
On,
oh God.
What doesn't work?
Hang on. Well, adjudicators are rushing from their.
We're going to have to come back.
That works.
Come back.
What do you say for an island?
Samoa. So we're coming back to
an island, isn't it?
That's an island. Absolutely, it is.
Snickers chocolate bar.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Yes.
Yeah. Brad Pitt movie, Seven.
Seven. Seven with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
I know what it is. Brad Pitt. It's a very funny comedy. It's a great comedy. Now, we're just waiting for...
I'm being told to come back. I think my thinking is... There was an issue with the audio and we haven't heard the word Seven. Yes. So stay there, Paul, and stay positive.
But you might be a winner. The last question here, it cuts out a little bit, Paul. So we're just going to play it here, how you went.
Name a chocolate.
Snickers bar.
A reality TV show.
Survivor.
An island.
Samoa.
A Justin Timberlake song.
Sexy Back.
A Brad Pitt movie.
Sin. Seven.
What was that, my darling? What did you say,
Seven?
You can hear there, Paul, how it sort of it's really your phone line cut out a little bit there. You can see what our issue is.
That's a problem with Telstra. Definitely not a problem with us, guys.
Well,
that's a problem with Telstra.
Paul, what I think you went R7 and the cutouts, you went R-ven. but it was R7.
Yeah, well, and then I definitely said 7 again, and I definitely know because it's one of my favourite movies in the whole world.
Yeah,
you
know
what? What helps you, Paul, is you did for one of the other questions. So
yes, I was listening for that too.
Was it Survivor or one of the other ones?
Samoa.
Could I also have a slight shout out for the pace at which I ask questions? I feel like that was a significant...
Look, we generally do acknowledge how quick you go, and you did go quick again.
Thanks.
You're very good at this, Aaron.
Thank you.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
But has Paul won the back row or the back to the back?
It's not up to us, Paul, so you just
keep
that in
mind. The scenes.
Yeah, no, it is the Backstreet Boys. that is who's on there.
Falling on tough
times. Have they made a decision? Is the decision in?
It is in.
How many thumbs are up? Is it?
Oh, look, I've got two thumbs. I've got two thumbs, and they are both up.
You've done it, Paul!
Yes! Yes! Thank you, the FM!
$10,000. Wait, what was that? Did you just cut out again? Did you say our station?
Well done, mate.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. What a great start to the week. And it was such a horrible start to the week because I've slept in and I'm on my way to work. I'm running late. My poor friend Brent at work is freaking out. Oh, it's all too
much. Do you work, Paul?
I'm a paramedic in the city.
Oh, big clap that. You are a legend. No wonder all mates freaking out. It's not like, you know, you haven't opened a shop. You know, there's people dying, Paul.
I know. Hang on, society. I'm coming. I'm on my way.
He's coming to save the day. $10,000. He's back on the Serena Tudor.
We love you.
Good on you, Paul. You're a bloody legend. That is how you do it.
$10,000.
Sydney.
This is the Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast. Today FM's Husey, Ed and Aaron's mental load is looking for the women of Sydney juggling more than their significant other.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
Ditchup.com. That's where you go.
No,
some, I want to know about this rubbish.
No, I think it's really important. I think this will be one of the most important things we do all week on this show, and that's saying a lot given what we're giving away on Friday.
What we're giving away is Aaron Molan is throwing an event at Merivale's Hotel Centennial, planning your next event, Merivale, over 80 event spaces across Sydney for every budget and occasion. Visit merivale.com and also they're going to receive a goodie bag. What? Vixen skincare. Skincare just got real. Yep. 30% off Mother's Day Vixen beauty sale. I agree with all of those things.
It's beautiful,
it's
Vixen.
Genuine people.
It's shaped like an apple stem cell. They donate proceeds to bowel cancer, and I have been the face
amazing.
Of Vixen. I did that campaign, and it's beautiful. Thank
you. And it's for genuine people, not...
No, you know what? My wife, who was all over this because she has claimed that I don't take any of the mental load of our family, basically. Yeah. But she said some men do take some mental load, and...
Some definitely... do, but you guys just heard me during the ad break. Eliza's been with her dad for the last week and she's in her school uniform ready to go to school, and I'm having to tell her and her dad through her there's no school today. So even when she's with him, I am mentally loading and holding that load.
That's a bonus for her though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's a real win. But she answered FaceTime in her school uniform.
Well, last year one day our son, there's 1,000 kids at his school. Mm-hmm. He's the only one who turned up one day. He's on his own.
Are you joking?
I remember that.
Only one.
That's right. Okay.
No one else went.
Anyway, well, and we've run out of time. Ed's long suffering, but also lucky in a lot of ways, wife. How are you, beautiful?
I'm well, thank you.
Now, Ed complains a bit in here, to be honest. One of his complaints is that you just play Taylor Swift all day. Is that true?
And do sit-ups.
Oh, I love Taylor. Yes. Mm. Well, she's just dropped a new album. So, yeah, there's some songs blaring. But
Fortnite. Fortnite, which is average at best.
Post Malone.
I actually quite like that. It's grown on me.
Now
it grows on you. It's
does.
A magical album because it all grows on you. At first you're like, oh, it's a bit like one level, but then it just grows on you.
Yeah.
It's a growth.
Taylor's a genius. There's no doubt she's a genius. She hasn't done any songs about who takes a mental load though, because she's not in that situation.
No, not yet.
Tiff, if you wrote a song about the mental load, how would that go?
Well, I think it would be about me doing everything around the house.
That is
because
just,
it does nothing around the house.
Is that true, Tim? Is that actually just, true?
Yeah, that is 100% true.
Wow.
He is equal with the kids. Nappy changes, feeding the kids, playing with the kids. Absolute my equal and fantastic doing the dadding stuff.
Yep.
But when it comes to groceries, cleaning,
shut up.
Washing,
who cooked dinner last
laundry,
night?
Who all
cooked
that,
lunch?
Just,
breakfast?
A fairy
I cooked
that
breakfast,
does it and he has
lunch.
No idea.
I cook him for breakfast, mate.
Well, guys, the only way we can solve this.
Can we come back? Because I might, I've got another wife.
Yeah,
can I get my other wife on? That,
we've got a test for you, Ed. And yet your other wife, actually, she talks so fondly of what you do at home. He's obviously tired from that.
Through a
He's
translator.
Really fired up.
We're going to come back. And
well, you're going to answer a quiz. There's a quiz that you're going to see whether you can get, if you get two out of three, we might have to concede.
$100.
You want $100?
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. Tuesday, you pass it on. You're good at that.
Well, if you get three out of three, I'll give you $100.
And I'll give that to a listener. 13? Oh, actually, you can't do that. Actually, because you're about to do this.
The Husey, Ed and Aaron podcast.
Tiff Hall from TiffXO.com.
She's
the place to go if you want to get fit. There's no doubt about that. She's Ed Cavalier's wife. She was a gladiator, but her mountain at the moment to climb is Ed and his laziness around the house. Fair to say, Tiff?
Yes. Absolutely. So I've got some good questions for you, Ed.
Sounds like you're smiling, Tiff. I'm very much looking forward to this.
If he gets them all right, I've got $100 that I'm going to give to him. All right? So you've got to get
them
all right.
To a listener. So 13, 10, 60 if you want the $100. So we'll get them all right. So Tiffany,
Ed.
No, who cooked the children?
No, this is not a quiz for Tiffany.
We're not
getting her onto Ambush.
You do a great job with the kids. I'm talking about the mental load of
the
house.
This is Tiffany's time to shine. I've got 3 hours every morning.
I cook your dinner.
We've got our own TV shows. Tiffany's a busy woman.
Big social media following.
Yeah, I've got my own business, mate. And yeah, I've got to do everything around the house.
Come on, Tiff.
Question one. Here we go. Go.
Question one. What day do I do the big family shop of groceries?
I do it. I send you a message saying what do we need. I've got to look at my phone.
Oh, you send a message.
My notes. I say what do we need.
You'll get
and then,
one little thing.
Shut up.
You'll go to the supermarket and buy one thing. I'm talking about shopping for the family.
What is that, Erin Mullen? That is a list in my phone called shopping.
I am a woman. I see no list.
Oh,
what day?
My alliance lands with
what
Tiff.
Day,
what
mate?
Day? What day?
You're going to say that you do it on Tuesday.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
got that one right.
Oh,
yay.
You got that right. Tiff, every Tuesday has to do all that shopping. Let's go for question two.
Right.
You're one right. You're going well.
Next question. There's always kids' birthday parties and a big mental load is thinking something thoughtful, going out, buying
can I just give
it,
one
wrapping
more shout
it,
out.
Giving it to the kids.
Tiff, can I give one more shout out to my son? It's my son's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Raf.
15 today.
And what did you get him for his birthday, Husey? What did you physically go out and get him?
Don't try and change the subject.
And I actually acknowledged, you know what I said to him yesterday? I said, whatever presents you get, I've had nothing to do with them. I said that to him.
I like that. So, I want to find out if Ed could say that to Arnie, his child.
All right, here we go. What's the question?
So, Ed, what did we get Arnie's little bestie yesterday for his birthday? What did
his
I organise?
This is his...
Owen.
Yes.
Owen's party that I went to. Played basketball.
What'd
and
you
I,
get him?
And I looked after Vader, our daughter, while you just sat around
What'd
eating
you get
grapes.
Him, mate?
That's not true.
We got him.
What'd you get him?
We got
What'd
him.
Because
he likes hats, we got him a basket. We got him a hat. We got him a basketball team, a hat.
Yeah.
That's actually right.
You got it.
Really annoying.
Because he likes,
That's because
no,
I told you like a
I
week ago
dad.
And your memory is fantastic.
Yep.
This is for the
$100. This is for 100% here. This is for 100%.
Okay.
This is for bragging rights.
Here we go.
This is for a girlfriend that you do not know about. All right, here we go.
Okay, Ed, because you refuse to do anything around the house, I had to hire a gardener.
Yeah.
What day does the gardener come?
Disgusting.
Someone who's got all day to themselves.
Literally gets home at 10 past 9.
Gets home at 9:30.
Doesn't do any prep for this show, Tiff. I give you the nod.
Yeah, he's got all day, but can't do the weeds, can't.
His name's Aldo, and I pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah. When does he come?
He comes on, and I know because his truck is in my way on a Thursday.
Oh,
give me the money.
Mate, he's nailed it.
How did you get
he's
that?
Got it.
Got the money.
Give me the money, scumbag.
Got the money.
He's got $100.
Oh, it's my
I'm
money.
I'm taking my girlfriend
it's
out.
Hard-earned money.
And she and I
my hard-earned.
Using $100.
I want you to give that to Tiff.
No.
Hey, Tiff, would you prefer if Ed actually just left you for the girlfriend?
Oh, sometimes I think, yeah. It is just the house would be neater and it'd just be,
More girlfriend imagination, remember?
I could have some help and we could just share all the load.
Yeah,
hey, Tiff, back in your box, chocolate. I'm not making you dinner tonight because I got $100 and me and my girlfriend are going out for tacos. Not a euphemism. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's feral.
We have a winner. His name's Ed and he's the best guy. He's the best
house
husband.
That's
Ed,
by the way. Really poor winner. That's Ed talking, by the way.
That's not winning with graciousness.
Dignity.
There's no humility 1060, in that win.
If you would like this $100 of Husey's.
That's my money.
If you're another hardworking
you my money?
Husband who does everything around the house, 131060, it's our time to shine.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast. Today FM and Husey, Ed and Erin's Mums and Bubs comedy gig.
I was eating chips on Bondi Beach and the seagulls were looking at me going, where's your quinoa?
Wednesday, Jess from North Kellyville. How old is your son?
Hi! Woohoo!
How old's your
son? There.
Hello.
He is 9 months.
Oh,
yeah, perfect. So have you been out with him, like, to any performances in his 9 months? Have you been to the movies? You've been to any theatre shows or anything?
I have been to Mums and Bubs movies, which is obviously good.
Perfect.
I have been to a comedy show earlier in the year where I had to leave him at home and it was just horrible because he was too young to come and he screamed all night and I felt terrible for being there.
Yeah, so you had a night out trying to relax and the fact that your son was at home missing you made it a not a relaxing evening. But you're free on Wednesday morning to come in. You meet Erin Mole and she'll hang out with you.
Oh, my bubba. I'm so excited to hold all the babies. As well, just question without notice, if I were to get them to approve, like, champagne, would you have a champagne in the morning?
Oh, I'm down for that. It's after five somewhere.
Thank you. Okay, if we could do that as well, I think the mums would just, all we're saying
could
is take the edge off. Just
could we have an expressing sort of room? Where we all express before the champagne. So you just get all your...
That's right. They're breastfeeding. Yeah, but that's fine.
Oh,
it takes a little while for it to get into the system. So the best thing to do is to breastfeed whilst you're drinking. And then once it's absorbed, you've done your feed.
Like a foam dome for champagne. Well done, Jess. Hey, Courtney from Menai. How old is your little baby?
She's 8 months.
No. Now, Courtney, have you been to any... shows at all with your baby?
Only the Wiggles, so this will be a bit different.
Look forward to seeing you there. More opportunities.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Good. We're going to have the time of our lives on this.
Can you go on with
morning?
Mikey and Emma and pump it up after nine, please, young man?
Great
Maybe
question.
Get some extra spots brewing?
If anyone knows a mum with a little bubba and the mum hasn't been
Emma.
Out, what's that?
Emma's got a very
young
mum. Yes.
Is Emma going to bring bubba in?
Well, I hope so.
How can people contact us if they can't just
Well, you can
ring
DM us at Husey and Erin. You can always DM us. You can always DM us at Husey and Erin on the Insta and we check it all day, every day.
Yeah.
And that'll
call
get you involved.
Well, you can call. If you want. You can do whatever you like, man.
This is the Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
The Husey, Ed and Erin podcast.
Sydney, this is your chance to go to Taylor Swift in Paris. We're the only radio show offering this prize. It's enormous. The gig is in like 10 days.
The 9th.
It's the last day of school holidays. Who wants to go to Paris to see Taylor Swift?
Oh, hello, Emily from Middleton Grange. Sorry, how old are you?
Hi, Em.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 9.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever been to Paris?
No.
Oh, could you imagine how much fun it would be to go to Paris and see Taylor Swift live?
It'd be so fun. Be like the best thing ever.
What's your favorite song, honey?
I think The Man.
Is that off
an old album or what album is that off? Do you know?
Lover.
Oh, it's a lover.
It's too good. Hey, Emily, you're on the list.
Yeah, that's the right response.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, honey.
Goodness gracious me. What's on for your last day of school holidays, Emily? What's on for the last day of school holidays?
We're going to see our friend.
Perfect.
And we're going to the beach.
Oh, so fun. Which beach? Oh, no. Oh, when us. Just like Vin Hughes. The weather. Cool.
Would you like?
Hey, when us, which beach?
Emily, why don't you take a $100 Red Rooster voucher with you as well?
Woo! Just so you give everyone. Thank you.
That's for your parents to give to you. Yeah, well done.
I took my son and two of his mates to Red Rooster after their basketball game the other day. And you know, they lost. They didn't deserve it.
No.
I took them there anyway.
Red Rooster
launches
a T-shirt that detects hunger. It is the headline on the Today Show right now. God.
What a coincidence.
Such a coincidence.
Gee, they do a good large chips. So much. Anyway.
They do a good small chips too. It's just not enough of them.
$2.50 for large chips.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough.
I paid that value.
It's obviously great value, but I'm saying I need more.
What you want to do is give us vouchers to give away on this show because it turns into a 9-minute ad. So we're out of here. Hughie, can you please
nuggets?
What?
As well.
How is this over? Have we finished? That is the quickest morning, and my cramps have just stopped. I literally have had cramps for 3 hours, these awful cramps, and they've just, same reason, they've just stopped.
As soon as the show's over, everyone hears, wow.
Thank you so much.
Hughie, Ed and Erin are brought to you by their mums. Their podcast by the Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day Fragrance Sale. On now. Hughie, Ed and Erin.